Canada's northernmost territories, Yukon, Northwest Territories, and Nunavut, cover more than 3.5 million square kilometers, but fewer than 100,000 people live there. As part of their efforts to improve their exposure and relationships with people worldwide, the Inuit and other native peoples of the region are hosting Canada's Northern House in downtown Vancouver. The facility opened in mid-January and has been a popular destination during the Winter Games. Northern House highlights life near the Arctic Circle and features exhibits on native clothing, hunting, music, mining, and exploration. Jerry Antoine is a Dene drummer and storyteller. Raised in Rabbitskin River, more than 2,100 kilometers north of Vancouver, he has devoted himself to preserving the stories and traditions of the Dene people. He tells a group of visitors to Northern House that storytelling plays a vital role in the Dene culture.
We can't only just listen once, we've got to listen twice. Because sometimes when the stories are told, you hear something and you learn something. And when you grow, you hear it again and you also get another message.
Michael Kusugach is an award-winning children's author living in Rankin Inlet, Nunavut. The eldest of 12 children, he was born in a sod hut near Repulse Bay and spent his early years living in the nomadic tradition of the Inuit. With bright eyes and an engaging smile, he says, songs and stories were vital to survival when his family lived in igloos above the Arctic Circle.
And we developed this this system of expressing ourselves in a song called a pisit. And those were actually created while our people were out on, you know, on a dog sled in the moonlight. And so you get inspired by, you know, that kind of thing. And so we created these songs.
Kusugach says that the Inuit symbol used to represent the Vancouver Winter Games serves a special purpose in his culture, illustrating that his people were in the region, where to find food, or whether there is fuel for fire.
So it's a stone person standing on a hill, and that is the official of these Olympic Games, you know, in Vancouver and up in Whistler. And that's why we're here, you know, to present our culture to the people of the world.
Because some of the countries competing in Vancouver border the Arctic Circle, Michael Kusugach says similar stories can be found in Russia, Mongolia, Finland, Sweden, and other nations. The Inuit storyteller recalls a time when he told an ancient story about Kiviuk, a character in Inuit legend.
I met a blonde man, and he said, you know, that's a very interesting word. And I said, what word is that? He said, Kiviuk. And I said, what do you mean? He said, we have a word just like that. And I said, where are you from? He said, Finland.
Canada's Northern House exhibit is open throughout the games. Visitors can see examples of Northern people's clothing, transportation, and art, including sculpture made from soapstone, whalebone, and caribou horn, as well as view native diamond polishing. The center has been a popular gathering place, hosting more than 30,000 visitors since it opened. In Vancouver, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.